Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. I received a kind note from a listener recently. She said that she enjoyed a particular piece because of what it said and because of the time in her life that she heard it. She's a woman heretofore unknown to me who is beating cancer, the demon which has visited its torment on so many families. Some of you know how difficult a day can be when pain is what you know best, days when the end of life is not the remote possibility that it used to be. Her note got me to thinking how kind it is, how important it is to tell another soul that something they did made a difference in your life. It occurred to me that we have so many opportunities in the course of a week or a life, so many chances to thank and to praise others for the services they render, the favors that they do, the world that they create. And it occurred to me how, all too often, the praise and thanks are left unsaid. I can say this because I am the offender in chief. I am a serial offender. I write and I do radio. I thrive on how my work is perceived, but for all my good intentions, I regularly let chances slip away, neglecting to tell another soul how excellent they made me feel by something they did. Assuming that the other person must surely know how much I appreciate them, well, that's just such a mistake, isn't it? The only way for them to know for sure is for me to let them know. It's simple. I wonder how many people in any given week say things, make things, and provide services for us that we fail to acknowledge. Do you think it's 10? Do you think it's more? 20, maybe? I think it might be a good idea to review the recent past with an eye towards appreciating the things that other people do. I think it might be time to say thank you to a few people who make my life so much better. Let's see now. There are three people, the paid staff at WDRT, who make the daily operation of the station possible. They are there whenever the rest of us need them, and I haven't told them lately how much I appreciate their work, how everything I do on the radio is a result of their dedication. Terry and Anne and Shayna, you are priceless. Thank you. Mary, the love of my life, does so much on a daily basis for me and our home that I really should devote 3 minutes of every single essay that I write singing her a thank you song. Thank you, dear. I have neighbors on both sides of me, Jean and Chuck to the north and Carol to the south, who are so consistently generous, always ready to help. I'm just a few steps away from the comfort of good friends every day. Thank you. Mary and I read every week to the second graders at Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School, but it's been far too long since I told their teacher how grateful we are to be included in her students' lives. Thank you, Carrie. The regular practice of letting people in our lives know how important they are should be part of our daily routine, don't you think? Expressions of gratitude can hardly be overdone. I mean, when's the last time you got tired of someone saying thank you? When's the last time you told a colleague to stop supporting you? Now switch this idea around a bit and think how often you feel just a little hurt that your own help or good service goes unnoticed. So, I will consider this a resolution. Resolved, I will acknowledge the goodness and kindness in everyone who crosses my path. I will not let tasks well done go unnoticed, and I will be generous in my praise. I'll just say thank you this week to everyone who makes life livable. Well, there, that makes sense. And while I'm at it, thank you for taking the time to listen. You mean the world to me, and it's time that I told you that.